why were the safety measures not there? The fact is that I read this before, and I'm going to read it again because I'm the only one that's actually put out the actual inside story. This area was modified. These bolt preventers are modified, and I want to repeat that for those who haven't heard it. And when we had Pastor Manning on, he wanted to have a statement. Here's the statement again. From inside, Cameron Ironworks made the blowout preventers. Transoceanic Marine ran the rig. British Petroleum, all they did was own the field. They had a license for that field, which is a highly dangerous field because they're drilling a mile to the ocean floor and they're drilling down 18,000 feet, which is not just a shallow drill. We're talking about super deep drilling, the kind that you do in West Texas, okay? And they're doing it at the bottom of an ocean where they're supposed to have blowout preventers, okay? And they tried to say that when the fire was not properly handled and the rig collapsed on it, that it disabled the blowout preventers. Well, they took their ROVs, the Oceaneering International, to put them in there from Cameron Ironworks in Morgantown, Louisiana. And they went underneath them on Saturday and they found out the blowout preventers, and this is quoting the engineers, the blowout preventers were modified. Now, that looks like industrial espionage. Yeah. And it's right in the time of the climate bill, the world moving toward a cap-and-trade global currency in the IMF and the World Conservation Bank, and we have the largest ecological catastrophe brewing in the history of planet Earth right now in the Gulf of Mexico.